Hello, everybody. I got disconnected. Sorry. I had to dial back in. I was moving around. Okay. So what we were doing is we were starting to receive the transmission of the master, of the masters, the ascended masters. And Yogi Bhajan, he's saying he will be our guide today. He likes to poke fun with us, he's saying. He likes to enjoy us. Of course we know you're our guide, sir. Okay, so a minute ago we were singing welcome to him. And we were laughing, saying that we were going to call these calls the Tuesday Tantric Transmissions with the Masters. So here we are. We are here Tuesday, February 7th, 2012. And the first thing that we notice about this day is the energy of the light of the Leo full moon. And what we were practicing on the call before we started recording it was to breathe in the sunlight. So feel when you breathe in that the sun, with your breath and in your mind's eye, the sixth chakra, that you're actually feeling with your breath the sunlight coming in and penetrating each cell of your body. And it's the warmth of the sun is what helps everything on the planet grow. The plants and the trees and the flowers and everything needs the warmth, needs the sunlight to be alive, to grow. And so what we're feeling and getting right now is when we can breathe in this light, this aliveness of the Leo full moon, it's in abundance right now, that it will expand our capacity to experience life. It will expand our capacity. It is expanding our capacity to experience life, to experience more life, and to experience the oneness of life. And the way we experience and feel the oneness of life leading to our part in life, which takes away a lot of distress when people don't feel their connection to life. And they're looking outside of themselves. When what's needed is to connect, is to feel the life, the light inside ourselves. And when we can feel the light inside ourselves and connect that to the light, field of light around us, then we experience that we're part of life, and then whatever we need comes to us because we give it life with our light. So we give life light with our light, and that is the day that we have today, which is a 7-day. So this is a very significant day. It's a 7-day, which is the aura. In numerology, we have 10 bodies, and the 7th body is the aura, the energy field that you emanate as a living being. And every living thing that's alive emanates an aura. Plants have an aura. Dogs have an aura. Cats have an aura. So everything emanates that's alive emanates an aura. Why? Because it's through the aura, through the energy field that we can connect to life. And if we can't connect to life, then whatever doesn't connect to life dies. So what we really want to work with healing today so that we can connect more with life is it's a beautiful day with this Leo full moon with the light of the sun connecting with us and coming through our energy field. Just to notice if there's anything in your energy field that comes up for you as an image that is stopping the light. So if there's any trauma or anything that you need to let go of or a person you need to forgive, those images will be reflected to you because they're shadows. They're shadows blocking the light. So you can basically look at those images that come up to you, and it can be a memory. You can ask for the images to be shown. It can be a memory like a childhood memory, or it could be a memory of a past lover, it's going to be something that got into your energy field, got into your aura. So, you know, we have lots of experiences, and, you know, just walking down the street, there's cars and people, and they're going into a restaurant or going to the grocery store, but not every experience actually comes into our aura or stays in our aura. Like, these people can just, you know, pass through, like walking through walls. It doesn't penetrate your aura, which is what you want. You want to have a strong enough arc line, and this is what we started talking about last week. We started talking about the sixth chakra, the command center. So once you can command your field and be vibrating at the higher frequencies, and things that don't need to connect with or aren't part of your experience or whatever, then the light just passes over the light. So it's not something that comes into you. Something that's come into you, as I said, something deep, like an experience with a parent or with a lover or some loss around a job or money. Those are probably the types of images that might pop up for you. So you can just look and see if there's something that pops up for you. And then as you breathe in, allow the light to move through the image, because the memory is literally like a shadow in your aura and your energy field. It's an image. It's like you imprinted on that the vibration of that image, and so you can break it up with the light and let it go. You don't need it anymore. If you have difficulty dissolving it and giving it back to the light so it can reform itself, so this shadow isn't in the way of you receiving direct sunlight, so to speak, then ask, what do I still need to learn from this experience? Because you're holding on to it for a reason. And the only reason anybody ever holds on to anything on this planet is because they have something they need to learn from it. So you can ask the question, what if you're noticing something that persistently persists, or chronically is chronic. So you can ask, what do I need to learn from this experience, from this image? And the way you see it is really significant. So then, you know, focus on it, tune in, don't ignore it, then, you know, bring it into focus and see in detail what's going on, what the action is that took place, because a lot of times we'll have thoughts, but they're more like static thoughts. Oh, like, this happened at that time, you know, whatever it is. But then if you bring them into focus, I want you to really look at the image, and I want you to make the image come alive and see what actually took place, what actions happened, and what actions happened that made you withdraw your light into yourself, made you contract, like post-traumatic stress syndrome, you know. What traumatized you, came into your energy field that didn't feel good, that caused pain for you, which made you want to contract your aura, because if you felt pain in your energy field. So feel what that is, and then you can tell yourself and look at it from a bigger perspective and make it really small and say, okay, at that time I couldn't protect myself from that experience, but now I'm no longer, you know, whatever it was, 5 years old or in that relationship or whatever it happens to be for you, and then you look at it, you expand your aura, you expand your light, you expand your field of influence till it gets big enough till that shadow just becomes a dot, and then the dot blips back into the infinite, goes back, it just, the component parts, the elements, just blip out of existence and go, they go back into the light, their existence of that particular form, they're still in existence. So you just expand your aura. So at that time, what happened is you drew within yourself, you shut down your aura, you shut down your energy field. So now this is how to open it back up and expand the light. And expand the light into the different dimensions. So you want to go through first, second, third, fourth, all the dimensions that we've been talking about. And you move, so you move your aura through all the dimensions. So you can just ask your energy field to move through all the dimensions. And so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The seventh dimension is sound, is nod, the sound current. So you want to, on this 7-day, really work with the light, this Leo full moon, the light of the moon. Remember, the moon is receptive, and Leo is the sun. So this is a perfect tantric transmission day because the sun and the moon are perfect. The sun and the moon are a balance, and night, like night and day. And so this is a great day to come back into balance. And what does coming back into balance mean? That's where you can totally pull in a large amount of light and exhale a large amount of life force. So the life and the light are balanced, and they keep expanding each other. So when something's balanced, it can move forward. If it's in balance, it's hard to move forward because it might trip or fall or this or that. So this is a perfect tantric day to expand, to clear the past, and to shift any patterns or any situation that you have in your life. So it can be a present situation that you want to shift. So again, you do the same thing. You look at the image that's currently happening, and you again expand your light, expand your aura till it becomes, you're looking down at it like you're above the earth, orbiting the earth, until it becomes like a disappoint, and then it just slips away. So you can do the same thing and then visualize what you want to move into. So you might want to think about what you want to move into before you blip out your current situation. But you could always trust the void, too, and ask for something wonderful to show up. But it's better to direct the image. And you could say this or something better. So so this, with the Leo, as I said when we began, bring the breath in through the heart, because the Leo moon accesses the portal of the heart. This is a good day to really feel that your beloved is the divine. So, you know, when one can experience with each breath and let love come into the heart that my beloved is the divine, it just releases a lot of drama, a lot of shadow boxing. Shadow boxing in the auric field with relationships with your lover. So when you can feel that and know that it's from your eyes, from what you behold, is what you see around you, what you project out. And as we know in quantum physics, they prove that the observer changes the experience. So remember, as you experience that, the divine is your beloved, and you can invoke that in this moment. You can say, the divine is my beloved, and I see the divine everywhere I look. Then you will see the divine around you. And with the light of your aura and that feeling of how to move with the light, you can move closer or farther away towards the light, towards the beloved, in any situation. You're free. The light is free to flow. There's no way to put restrictions on the light. You can't box the light or cage the light. You can direct the light, but nobody can own the light. So anybody that's moved up into the light of their heart, the human, projecting the light of their mind through their heart, human being, their being, the light, then that person, that light can never be boxed or chained or controlled. Things can happen to individual bodies, but the light that emanates from the body can never be imprisoned. It can only glow and move out and connect the field of light that we all live in, the ether, the etheric field, we live in that etheric field, and as our light connects with that light, then we experience the merger, and we experience the oneness. We experience our part, our piece in the divine, our place in the divine flow, our place in the light. So this is the time when we can literally take heart and feel the courage of the lion as we move forward and know that we can trust the light. Because a lot of times in the past, when we've gotten traumatized, we sort of lost our innocence. We had an innocence that we could trust, and then because we're still living in an evolving world, let me put it that way, euphemistically, because we're still living in an evolving world, not everybody knows how to protect the innocence of each other, of a child. When you open up, there's a lot of, you know, unawareness. So at different times when we thought we had to protect ourselves and close off, this is the time to have the courage of the lion and connect with your innocence and move back into the light, move back into the field of the light of which you are a part, of which you come from. That's the energy of today and what the Sri Singh Sabh Yogi Bhajan was directing us to do was to chant the Mool Mantra. So I wanted to talk about that for a minute. The Mool Mantra is, Mool means root or beginning. It's the first chant given by Guru Nanak, the first of the Sikh teachers, the first of the teachers that were showing people the way into the light, into the field of light. So probably most of the people on the call know this already, but for those who are listening to the call later, we're going to go over the Mool Mantra. So the first part that Guru Nanak told us after he disappeared and reappeared, he was a sadhu in India, and he was taking his morning bath by the river, as sadhus are want to do, as they choose to do, as they are directed to do as part of their sadhana, bathing in the cold water, and that's what was available in the stream. He disappeared in the river, and everybody in the village looked for him all up and down the river, and he wasn't anywhere to be found. Everybody knew that he was missing when he didn't come back from his morning bath. And they had just considered him completely lost or drowned, and everybody was sad and weeping and wailing. When 3 days later, Guru Nanak appeared from the same spot where he had gone in to take his bath, and when he appeared out of the river, he recited Japji, which is the beginning, in the beginning. It's in the beginning. It's how to merge back into the oneness of the divine, back to unite with the one, the oneness. So that's what the Mool Mantra, the beginning of Japji, tells us, that there is only oneness, Ekankar. Sometimes it's translated as there is one God. But from our point of view, the way our frame of reference, we talk about the field. So there is a field of oneness where we can be one. And the qualities of this field are that in this field, truth is truth. It's a field of truth. Just like when somebody tells a lie, you can tell if they're in the field of truth or not, because if they tell a lie, you can feel it. It doesn't feel true. It doesn't have as much power, let's put it that way. And if you do muscle testing, the truth makes you stronger and the lies will make you weaker. You might try it sometime. So in this is the field of the power of truth, Sat Nam. And this Kartapurk, and this field is created by the primal creator being. This is a primal field that we live in, Kartapurk. And it's near Bo, near Ver. In this field, there's no fear. So you know when you're in the field of love, when you're with a lover and you feel all this love. In this field of love, there isn't fear. And in this field of love, there's no enemies. You feel and see the divine in everybody. And this field is a calm mood. This field is full of life. There's no death in this field. This is a field of life. It's beyond dying. It's the field of the undying. And when you can experience this, it's a gift. Guru Prasad. It's a gift that takes you into meditation. It's a calm mood, and then it's Ajuni Sabe Hong Guru Prasad Jep. So then you go into the gift of meditating and feeling. And meditation is the ninth, the subtle body, and when you're meditating, you're beyond time and space. So, in other words, you're not trapped in 3D or the third dimension. So you can merge with the field. You can merge with this primal field of oneness, the Ekankar. So that's how you merge with the field. And then just in case, and to alleviate the pain that maybe you made a mistake about something, or and you're never going to get connected back with the field, back into the field of oneness, connected with the source of which you're a part of, Guru Nanak reassures us, and he says, meditate. Just meditate on this and release all of your fears. Release all of your need for vengeance. Release the fear of dying, which is the greatest fear of all humans. The greatest fear is the fear of dying. And the next one is the fear of public speaking, but that's a different topic. So he says, when you can meditate and feel this field for yourself, you're going to be okay. You'll be able to feel the field of oneness. So he reassures us, and he says, this field was true in the beginning. It's the primal field. It's odd. Odd, primal, the very beginning. Odd, such. It was true in the beginning. To God, such. It's been true throughout all the ages. And hebe, hebe, such. And he said, this is true right now. The power of now is the truth of this field. And then he says, I stand by my word. Nanak says, Nanak Ahose Be Such. Nanak says, I say this is going to be true. Out of the field of truth, I declare it to be true, and I let you know that it is true. So this, the Mool Mantra, is a, when we chant this Mool Mantra, the seventh dimension, the Na, the sound current, it gives us an opportunity to move into, merge with that field, which is, this is the perfect day to merge into that field. So right now, we're going to go ahead and chant the Mool Mantra. So just do the best you can. If you don't know the words, and just feel the feeling.